This is Ozarks at Large. Later this month, two celebrated singers will give one concert, one free concert, at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. Gladys Knight will perform on February 22nd. Also on the bill, Patti LaBelle.
I must have rehearsed my lines a thousand times until
the concert is a partnership between several entities, including Walmart, the NAACP Image Awards, the local chapter of the NAACP, and TV One, the broadcaster of the Image Awards. The award show, scheduled for the same night in Los Angeles, will include a remote feature from Northwest Arkansas involving LaBelle and Knight.
This is a first. This is the first time that anyone has done a remote Image Awards event, and it's the first of its kind here in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Sharonda L. Britton is Director of Marketing, Multicultural, African American, and Asian with Walmart. She says this month's concert represents an extension of events the company has been involved with that began in 2013.
We started last year during the same time, and we had a wonderful event called History Teaching History, where we brought in Tom Joyner and a live performance. We furthered that with the first ever Road to Essence Bentonville concert that was also free to the community. And I think that coming back and now illustrating this partnership and being able to continue to provide this level of access to not only Walmart associates, but the community members at large, it truly shows the commitment of the company to diversity and inclusion.
The concert is also a semi-official salute to the organization and development of the first ever local chapter of the NAACP in Northwest Arkansas. The organization formed during the last few months and celebrated its chartering earlier this month. John L. Colbert is the president of the NWA chapter, a chapter he says is focused on extending the national organization's mission to this region.
Which states that we wanted to ensure that the political, education, social, and economic equality arises for all people and to eliminate race-based discrimination. Because we know that it exists some, so hopefully the branch will help to promote that. And it's kind of ironic that we have been bombarded with several calls already with some concerns, so we feel that it was a good timing for us to organize and get the new branch here in Northwest Arkansas. I think it's going to be a very positive thing for the entire community in Northwest Arkansas.
The concert is an event that will bring many together in Rogers, but will also reach a TV audience of millions with a remote segment included in the Image Awards live telecast. John L. Colbert says the opportunity to have Northwest Arkansas included as part of the L.A.-based production is significant.
It will allow us to bring people of all races together just to showcase the African-American in a very positive image. And also when they come here and do the live broadcast with the locals, they can see that we are very diverse as well, and which is it speaks highly of the community in Northwest Arkansas.
John L. Colbert grew up in the eastern part of Arkansas, but he's lived in Northwest Arkansas for several years. He says the inclusion of this region as part of the Image Awards program is a testimony to the area's growing influence, but also an indication that this is a place that's become more diverse.
Been here for 40 years now. I've really have seen it go from just a few African-Americans into what we have today, and I feel that this area really has changed, and I consider it to be a melting pot now.
Sharonda L. Britton with Walmart and an organizer of this month's concert says the show is an example of the type of event that represents an evolving region.
It makes for a more diverse community when you have, you know, not only diversity of thought, but diversity of backgrounds. When you have companies like Walmart, Tyson, J.B. Hunt, and then all of the talent that it brings in from all of the nation. And then from a Walmart perspective, a Walmart and Sam's Club perspective, you think about all of the different companies that service our business and the suppliers that they are bringing in from all over the country. It is truly becoming a very different landscape of what you would normally expect here. And I think that that's the big difference in the message that we really want to share out from Bentonville is that there is diversity here. There's a community that celebrates inclusion, and we have those celebrations together.
The Patti LaBelle Gladys Knight Concert will be Saturday, February 22nd at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. The concert is free, but does require an RSVP. Reservations may be made through the website imageawardsrsvp.com. Organizers ask that audience members be 21 and over and arrive by 5 p.m. And for more information about the newly established Northwest Arkansas chapter of the NAACP, you can go online to nwanaacp.org.